Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
I would say that I'm fabulous.
You're not fabulous today.
I'm not, because we're working on some different arrangements with our podcast room, and I'm not very happy with our current setup.
You are not technologically challenged. However, we are having some technical challenges.
It's not even technical challenges. It's more
structural
challenges, because the table that we're using today, and we're trying to shift some things around and adjust the look to things a little bit, and it's just not working for me.
No, it's not.
I feel like the camera it's just has me messed up. So
I'm not sure what he's worried about, but we'll go along with him.
It's just
something about this frustrates him, and
it
I'm
does.
Not sure what it is.
So
I look the same every
it.
Day, no matter what they do. Here I am, you know, Jabba the Hutt.
Well. Wasn't
that's going to change in April?
Is it?
Oh,
all right.
You stay tuned. You don't remember the Jackie Gleason show?
The Honeymooners?
No.
Then okay. He had the Honeymooners.
Before that,
I don't know. So it's a little bit frustrating. The audio for the podcast and everything, all that should be just fine. But
every Saturday night on a show, he would weigh himself.
Why?
Because he was overweight.
Uh-huh.
He was corpuscular. And
he just liked to use words like that.
No, he was big. He was round. And so he wanted to lose weight. So every Saturday on his... he had a variety show.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And so every Saturday he would come out and he would get on a scale and he would weigh himself in front of the entire nation and
mm-hmm.
to monitor his weight loss.
There were a lot fewer people in the nation, though, at that time.
12. So. I'm going to do a... and none of them had TVs. I'm going to do a Jackie Gleason... I'm going to channel Jackie Gleason in April.
All right.
So we're going to come on here, and I'm going to make a public... I'm not going to make a public display, but I am going to commit myself to this and go public.
And hopefully we'll have as many viewers as he did.
We will.
At the time.
We
so,
will.
That'll be good.
Stay tuned. Yeah, the time has come.
Great. Well, this was news to me, so I'm excited to hear about this. And I'll have to join in somehow, I'm sure, because...
You can laugh if I don't make my goal.
Well, I'll do that anyways.
You can poke fun at me if I miss my goals.
Woohoo!
Okay.
There's motivation for both of
us. Time has come.
So, but that's
because I need to develop a good side here so we can get the camera. But the reason I say that all this is because we need to get a good camera angle. But with this face, how do you get a good angle?
Well,
so I have to change the face.
Gotcha.
Stay tuned for the transformation.
All
I
right.
said transfiguration, but that's
a little bit different. That's Harry Potter.
Right.
But that's not even why we're here today. Today we're going to talk about...
What is today?
Well,
what day
we
is
are
it?
Going to talk about facts,
yes,
opinions, and sort of the... menagerie of things in between.
Well, I'm going to say the word.
Okay.
The words.
You don't want me to say it.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to steal your thunder. Go ahead.
No.
Alternative facts.
He always sneaks it in there. He gets me just where he wants me to say. So, the title of this article...
Yeah, we were reviewing an article from Psychology Today.
Right. It's called Facts, Truths, Beliefs, Opinions, and, quote, Alternative Facts, end quote. We've been fascinated by this whole subject that was brought to us, I think, by Kellyanne Conway.
Yes, yes.
Who first mentioned alternative facts.
Right.
Okay, so this concept of alternative facts.
That was back in January, early February.
Of this year?
Of this year, 2017,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was referring to something that happened, and these are alternative facts,
mm-hmm.
which struck a chord in most people.
Right.
What in the world are alternative facts?
Mm-hmm.
Can you have alternative facts?
Right.
And so we have talked about this, as most of us have, and we've tried to decide how we want to approach this whole topic, because
mm-hmm.
we've said many times
yeah.
we don't want this to be a political opinion show
right.
in any direction. But this concept of alternative facts is an interesting one, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and it does relate to the work we do
right.
in psychology and psychiatry. Right. So we found this article and we said, now here's a nice way to approach this that is mm-hmm. apolitical, mm-hmm. but informative.
Right.
Okay. So with that introductory comment.
That's pretty good.
Dive right in.
That's pretty good. So let's, I think that we should first make the obvious statements that differentiate mm-hmm. facts and opinions.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because there, you know, if you have sort of one of those diagrams of overlapping circles, the Venn diagram, there is an overlap between facts and opinions. Some of your opinions may
be based
really
on
be
facts.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there are other parts of those circles that don't overlap. Where meaning that there are facts that you may not, that may not be consistent with your opinion, but it doesn't make them non-facts.
That's
it
right.
just makes them inconsistent with your opinions.
And one of the things that we acknowledge is that if you go to an atomic level,
mm-hmm.
if you go to the most basic elements,
mm-hmm.
there's complete uncertainty because matter is energy and energy is matter. And at that level, you really can't separate any of this stuff.
Right.
But that's not the level we live in.
Right.
We live above, a couple levels above that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world that we live in, there are things that we call facts.
Right.
That are irrefutable,
mm-hmm.
that aren't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the world is rotating,
mm-hmm.
And that we're part of a planetary system. Those are irrefutable facts.
And I think that's a perfect example. You know, I think some people may find it difficult to understand how facts and opinions, whether or not there's not a complete overlap with perhaps just some opinions sticking out, but why facts aren't completely right. housed within the circle that is opinions. But we have this group of people, just for example, who and they've gained some notoriety recently, who are continuing to propose that the Earth is flat.
The Flat Earth Society.
Right. Yeah. And so we know for a fact that the Earth is round,
mm-hmm.
but these individuals, for whatever reason, for whatever motivation,
right.
they are attempting to hold that the Earth is flat. That's
right.
their opinion. Mm-hmm. That is not a fact.
Right.
It is their opinion. And so we have the fact that the Earth is round outside of the overlapping circles for them, and we have their opinion that the Earth is flat, that is outside of the overlapping circles on the opinion
and
side.
And that's on that side is a belief. They believe.
Right. right.
And they're entitled to their belief.
Sure.
But it's not a fact.
Right.
And a fact is anything right. we can confirm with our senses.
Right.
So we've been far enough away from the Earth, and we've taken pictures. It's round.
Right.
It's a ball.
Right.
Okay. There's yeah. no question.
We have seen it spinning.
We've circled it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't circle
flat.
You could circle it flat, but you'd know it was flat.
Right.
Or at some point, you would travel far enough, and instead of going around in a circle, you'd fall off the edge.
Right.
That's never happened to anybody as far as we know.
Right.
They've never fallen off the edge. These are round because they're spinning and rotating.
Right.
Okay. So we've confirmed it with our senses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything you can confirm with your senses. So yes, there's a great deal of uncertainty in the world,
mm-hmm.
but there's also some certainty. There's enough certainty that we could get men to the moon and back.
Right.
Another thing which a lot of people don't believe happened.
Right.
But it did. So there's enough certainty. There's enough constancy in the world to accomplish these sorts of things.
Right. Okay. Right. So we have this. Differentiation between fact and opinion. Facts are verifiable,
right.
and opinions are beliefs.
Right.
That is not to disqualify beliefs.
No,
beliefs
no.
and opinions are very important, and you know, most religious perspectives are based upon beliefs.
On your beliefs, right.
There's not. You talked about the senses, you know. Aside from some of the sort of metaphysical feelings that mm-hmm. we have, that we do sense
right.
During religious rituals and activities and things, the one that we know of verifiably has right. you know, seen a deity or anything like that. And so it's not verifiable from that perspective. But it you know, it doesn't suggest that beliefs are inappropriate or that we shouldn't have beliefs, because we all have beliefs.
Right. And
of one sort or another.
Right. And I think with belief systems, you don't need to have any evidence to support your belief.
Right.
There's no need to have evidence. If this is what you believe, you don't need facts or evidence to support that belief.
Right.
There's no need to try to prove that your belief is right or wrong.
Right.
It's a belief system.
It's what we call faith.
Right. That's right. That's what faith is.
So, but we do have this difference. And I think that really getting to the crux of what we're wanting to mention today is with this idea of alternative facts, because it does play into a great deal of anxiety that a lot of people are experiencing as a result of this promotion, this influence of alternative facts in society today. And you know, so let's talk about alternative facts for just a moment. It is a bit of a oxymoron, and because facts are facts because, and as the author of this article says, facts are facts because the alternatives have been disproven.
Okay, that's right. I don't know how else to say that,
right?
Because I think I love the sentence.
Right.
Okay. Everything else has been disproven.
Right.
Okay. All the alternatives have been disproven.
Right.
Okay. So the fact stands alone.
Right. And so, you know, for those who are experiencing some anxiety with some of these issues, it's really important that we sort of sit back and consider perhaps some of the agenda that some have as it relates to, you know, why we're making certain, why certain claims are being made, why certain things are being said and promoted. Because when we see those, or when we identify some of those motives, we begin to understand why things are said a little bit better, so that we can, again, decrease our anxiety. I've seen a lot of patients over the past couple of months who are extremely anxious about all that is happening in the United States right now.
Right.
And so it's important that we just balance some of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to weigh into this discussion because we do see people who are concerned about these things. And they're saying, well, how do I know who's telling me the truth? How do I know what's fact and how do I know what's not fact? First of all, let's begin by separating facts from everything else.
Right.
Let's separate facts from opinions.
Right.
At the end of this article, Dr. Lazarus says, if you go up to a painting and say, this is the worst painting I've ever seen, if you're not an art critic, if you don't really know the history of art, you better be careful, because that's just your opinion about that painting.
Right.
I mean, unless you're an art... No, my son's an artist. So he could go up and say, this technique, I wouldn't know that, but he would.
Okay? Right.
But he is,
and even
an
then, it's an evaluation based upon a particular criteria, not necessarily based upon, it's a fact based upon that criteria, but not a fact maybe based upon some other criteria.
That's right. And so I like this whole notion. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can build a spectrum, and you can say, well, at one end we have facts.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
Right.
Nobody doubts that.
Right.
Okay. He didn't die of pneumonia. He didn't die of an infection.
I saw a movie that said that he fought against vampires.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, but that's not...
It was wonderful.
I don't think that was true, though.
It
looked true.
I don't think so.
It looked true.
Right.
But it was in the movies.
Right.
No.
It's exhausting. So on this end, we have those kinds of facts.
Right, okay? Because there's no doubt that it happened.
We know that World War II happened.
Right.
Okay, at the other extreme are things that we can't call facts because we are unable to confirm them.
Right.
For example, I don't think anybody has seen a ghost.
Right. People have believe that they've seen ghosts, but we don't have any evidence to suggest that.
We have never confirmed with our senses.
Right.
Okay, we've tried to take pictures and we've done Ghostbuster stuff. Sasquatch?
Well, we have that one film.
Which is a man.
Well, I don't know. I saw another film.
Okay.
Another movie.
All right.
The Loch Ness Monster.
which doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
But we have these things that you say, well, does Sasquatch... So Sasquatch is somewhere between an opinion,
right,
a belief,
right,
and a fact.
Right.
A ghost is somewhere between.
Right.
The Loch Ness Monster. UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has anybody had that experience? Some people say they have.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it a fact? It's real hard to call it a fact.
Right.
Okay. But maybe, so somewhere on this spectrum, we have facts and beliefs.
Well, I think that maybe what we're saying here, or what you're illustrating with these examples, is that a fact is something that everyone can experience with their senses.
That's right.
Whereas, as we move across that spectrum more towards beliefs and opinions, those are situations where maybe a relatively restricted group of individuals
fewer and have, fewer people right. until we get to nobody has experienced
right.
this.
Like
nobody has experienced the Earth being a triangle.
Right. A fact is everyone has experienced gravity.
Right. Right.
There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's an absolute.
Right.
That's a
mm-hmm.
fact.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have astronauts. But that was off. So you can create all these different
right. mm-hmm.
Little scenarios. But so facts are things that everyone has mm-hmm. experience and can
right.
agree on. And what that does is that sort of restricts facts
right.
to a mm-hmm. relatively finite group of things.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity,
right.
you know, and it's... It does limit things. And
right.
I think we refer to things as facts much more often than we should.
That is what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, because...
It took us a long time to get there.
But it's important to give all this introductory stuff, because when people say, the fact is...
Right.
Be careful with that.
Right.
Because there are very few things that you can put in that category.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's your belief. That's
mm-hmm.
your opinion. In my opinion... And then you can have a discussion.
Right.
But you have to be ready to change your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If somebody brings you evidence that the Earth is round, you have to be willing to change your opinion.
Right.
The problem we get into is that people treat their opinions, they put them in the wrong column.
Right.
They put their opinions in the fact column and say, well, I'm not going to change this because I'm right.
Right.
No, you're not right.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a right to this opinion.
Right. So I think that a place where we're going to bring and tie this into, you know, again, some of the mental health
right.
stuff that we deal
mm-hmm.
with is when we think about conditions like depression and anxiety, we are often dealing with beliefs and opinions and maybe alternative facts, because people will say, well, it's, you know, when they're very depressed, they become very pessimistic. They become
right.
very hopeless. And so they say, you know, I'm never going to get any better. I always do the wrong thing. I always
right.
make mistakes. And so they treat these individual experiences as absolute facts.
Mm-hmm.
And those, that confusion really contributes to and exacerbates
mm-hmm.
depression and anxiety and those kinds of symptoms significantly.
Right.
And so we have to deal with those issues, that confusion. We call them cognitive distortions.
That's right.
Because when we hold on to those cognitive distortions, we again really begin to limit the progress that we can
mm-hmm.
make and limit the improvements that we can make in our lives
right.
and experiences.
That's right. And when you're in a relationship, I would bet that almost everything we argue about
mm-hmm.
are in a relationship are opinions.
Right.
They're not... So when you're arguing with your partner or you're arguing with your children and and your partner starts saying, well, this is the fact is, or this is the fact, or this is how it is. No, that's how it is for you.
Right.
My wife is from the South and I'm from the North, and there are certain things that she believes very strongly
mm-hmm.
in. And I don't.
Right.
So we're not arguing facts. We're arguing a difference of opinion.
Right.
And we need to treat them that way.
Right.
Okay. And this is where we get into trouble, is that when you dig your heels in and say, well, this is how it is. No, this is how it is in the South.
Right.
This is how it is in California. This is how it is in France. But that's a cultural thing.
Right.
That's not a fact.
Right.
Okay. So be careful that you're not making the mistake of putting your opinions in the
right.
fact column, and make sure that when you're talking to your children or to your partner, that you're not allowing that person to put mm-hmm. opinions in the fact yeah. column.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you gotta be cautious.
Make the distinction between make it carefully. Yeah. Make the distinction. There are no alternative facts.
Right.
There's no alternative to how Lincoln died.
Right. Right.
So a fact is a fact.
Right. So all right. Well, that's it for today. We're going to record our show for tomorrow.
Right.
It's going to tie into this
similar topic, but
yeah. Okay. So stay tuned for tomorrow's show.
Thanks for listening. This topic, it's a difficult thing to talk about because we don't mean to be critical of anybody who uses the term alternative facts, but we need to be careful with terms like that.
Right.
And that's what we want to caution against. We'll get into it another time.
Yeah.
I'd like to go on about alternative facts, but we'll leave it there for now and look forward to tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. So until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.